From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. and the Israeli leader meet in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will work to bring about peace between Israel and the Palestinians, but it would be up to the parties themselves ultimately to reach an agreement. The president appeared at the White House with visiting Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm looking at two state and one state, and I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one. I thought for a while the two state looked like it may be the easier of the two. But honestly, if Bibi and if the Palestinians, if Israel and the Palestinians are happy, I'm happy with the one they like the best.
For his part, Netanyahu related the Israeli stand against its enemies as an extension of the U.S. president's battle against radical Islam.
Under your leadership, I believe we can reverse the rising tide of radical Islam. And in this great task, as in so many others, Israel stands with you, and I stand with you.
Netanyahu says he wants to involve Arab partners in pursuit of peace with the Palestinians. Now, President Trump promised Prime Minister Netanyahu that Iran would never be permitted to build a nuclear weapon. Trump's vow was designed to address Israeli concerns over the nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers, which Netanyahu has warned expressed too soon to permanently remove the threat. And President Trump said his ousted national security adviser, Michael Flynn, is a wonderful man who has been treated very, very unfairly by the media. Flynn resigned late Monday following reports he had discussed sanctions with